You've been really critical of the Supreme Court over the Windsor decision on DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act. And I think I heard you say something along the lines of their ruling, in essence, denied equal protection for every America. Am I stating your views correctly?
Well, it is a denial of equal protection for all Americans. And I know we don't have very much time at this point in your show to maybe thresh all of that out. I just want to say that I do believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. And this is a revolution that we are encountering now as well. For all the thousands of years of recorded human history, about 5,000 years, there is no instance of any culture, nation, or tribe ever having as the established standard for marriage anything other than between man and woman. It may have been multiple women and a man. It may have been something like that, but it was always between men and women. It wasn't until the year 2000 that the world has embarked on this radical experiment of marriage between other than man and woman. I think that nature tells us, our biology tells us that marriage is between man and woman.
And our Bible.
That's right. When we tamper with something that was generated by the creator of the universe, I think there are profound consequences that we haven't yet realized. That's why this matters. It matters, very important, for the subsequent generations that we are charged with rearing.
Well, I've got two last questions. One of my previous guests said that the way immorality, which is what you're talking about, gets into culture is first they argue for tolerance, then acceptance, and then celebration. And I added that after celebration, there is intolerance for those who disagree with their immoral positions. Does this seem the way the gay rights advocates have treated people with a Christian worldview or people who disagree with them?
That's where we are now. As a matter of fact, we see that in legislation being pushed all across the United States to punish people who don't agree with that viewpoint. And I think that's very reflective of where we are at in the culture and why we see the rise of tyranny. It's the basis for hate speech laws across the United States. It is an attempt to have government coerce enforced speech and behavior. Let me say that again. This is an effort to have government coerce force speech and behavior, and it's being pushed and advocated by the gay community. This is their ultimate goal, is to not allow for diversity of opinion on this issue, because they don't want to be celebrated. They want to force everyone to not only agree with them, but also have to finance their agenda. And they also believe that they have the right, David, to determine on a near daily basis what their agenda is. Today, the big push is on transgender. And so they're continuing to push us down the road. I believe that we're going to see coming an effort for multiples in marriage, not just two, but multiples in marriage. I think they want to legalize that. I think also they want to abolish age of consent laws, which means we would do away with statutory rape laws so that adults would be able to freely prey on little children sexually. That's the deviance that we're seeing embraced in our culture today. And again, we need to stand up and, as believers, not be afraid to speak the truth. Don't be intimidated. There's no reason to be. This is something where our message is to spread goodness and joy and wholeness and healing. And we do that through a loving God with a message that frees people. It doesn't enslave people. So we shouldn't fear giving out this very good word, because like your show is all about, it takes these concepts for the purpose of bringing liberty, joy, healing, wholeness, and a fresh way of thinking for people's lives. That's why we're here. That's why we should be encouraged. We should never give up. The God of the universe ultimately wins in the end, and we should be willing to partner with him. He is so much more powerful than the evil that we see unleashed upon the world today.
Well, you're making me emotional, but I'm going to ask you this one question. That is, almost all of my guests have stated that they believe that Christians have lost their voice in this culture and politically. Do you concur with that or not?
Well, yes and no. I'm privileged to serve with a number of very strong believers here in the United States Congress.
Many from Texas.
And in Texas, yes. And I see them actively speak out on things that are important from a biblical perspective. So I do see it. I think where I've been most disheartened is by pulpits across the United States. Again, I want to give that context. There are many wonderful Bible-believing pastors that continually preach the whole word of God unashamedly from their pulpits. But there are too many that have made a decision that they don't want to be, quote, political. They don't want to be controversial. And they have willingly censored themselves from speaking about topics that might get them into trouble with the world. And I think that brings a downfall into our nation. We need to take every opportunity to expand the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere we possibly can. That's our greatest liberator, and that is our voice for the future.
Why do you think pastors are unwilling to do this? I mean, I've heard from a lot of them, and I have my opinion, but I'd be interested in what yours is.
Well, and again, I'm not trying to slam a whole...
No, of course not, because there's many who are wonderful at this.
Right, and I know from many seeker-sensitive churches, what they have said to me is, we don't want anything to distract from the gospel.
Right.
And we aren't going to talk about certain subjects because it may distract from the gospel. Now, I have a very high opinion of the gospel. I think the gospel isn't dependent upon us. I think the gospel is the power unto salvation. And so I think that we can trust that as we read the word and study the word and speak about the word, that it doesn't limit or inhibit for the gospel. What it does, again, is free people. Because if we just